Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named best radio show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
The morning meeting, we had a walkthrough early, before lunch. And then I thought the energy level was fantastic. It speaks to the character that we have on this football team. We've got a lot of great people, and I think there are a lot of great players out there as well.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show. We're on the air. We are glad to have you. We're going to be joined here momentarily by a good friend, Mike Clements from NFL Sirius Radio, covering the Green Bay Packers. This portion of the program brought to you by the Wisconsin Biofuels Association. And don't forget the Biofuels Association. They want you to get all the facts. Go to wibiofuels.org, wibiofuels.org. When you stop at Quick Trip or Jets or any other store that carries the E85 or the unleaded 88, you are helping Wisconsin farmers. You're helping those that work at the Wisconsin Biofuels Association plants right here in the state of Wisconsin. All you got to do is go get all the facts. Does it hurt your car? No. If you got a car 2001 or newer, does it help your car? Yes. Is it cheaper? Yes. Go get the facts from our friends at the Wisconsin Biofuels Association, wibiofuels.org. That is wibiofuels.org, and keep the money right here in the state of Wisconsin, our own backyard. Mike Clements now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Billy, how you doing? We got the mini camp going here. They're going to open the doors to us. They let us know late last night they would do this. And so, I want to see how the guys are looking. You want to see if, like, a Geronimo Allison, is he back 100% and running some snaps today?
I think Geronimo Allison is going to be big for this team, to be honest with you.
Well, certainly very important as a weapon. He was missed last year when Aaron Rodgers lines up, and that's why you've got guys like John Kuhn telling you, if you'd had Davante Adams and Jordy Nelson last year, Aaron Rodgers would have been just fine. But you got Davante and a bunch of rookies, and that's part of the reason you end up 6-9-1.
So, Mike, look, the rookies, they're going to come of age, and they're going to get better, and I really believe that. But Geronimo Allison was a guy that was very, very highly thought of. He was spoken highly by Aaron Rodgers numerous times, and you know as well as I do, when Aaron Rodgers starts to talk about you, he usually is a guy that wants to connect with you. So, Geronimo Allison coming back, but the question is he 100%? Can he come back from that injury? Because that up in that groin injury, that's tough.
No, and I also thought it was very interesting about December, and we were already in on Randall Cobb while he was available for 8 or 9 games last year, and you're starting to think they're probably not going to bring Cobb back. Aaron was asked just off the cuff on a Wednesday, who are some other guys that can run slot? Can Geronimo Allison run plays out of the slot? Oh, yeah. No, we've run him there before. And when he said that, I thought, if they feel good about that, and slot guys just don't have to be speedy 5'11".
Mm-hmm.
And so if Aaron felt good about Geronimo running plays from the slot, then I was thinking, this organization's already moving on from after Randall Cobb.
Hey, Mike, we were talking earlier. I know that Matt LaFleur spoke about changing the artwork and all that kind of stuff and paint jobs and creating new attitudes. Give us a little insight as to walking in towards that locker room, how much things have changed in the new atmosphere he wants to create.
If you take the Lambeau Field tour, they take you to that spot right there outside of our media auditorium, and around the corner you see the double doors that go right to the Packers locker room. And you see where on Sundays the players come down, They make a right-hand turn, and they go through the historic South Tunnel there and over those bricks. And I heard you guys talking about this during the 11 o'clock hour. Matt LaFleur comes in. He sees it's a little darker, a little dingy. Probably talks to Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst about some ideas. What are some things we can do to change the atmosphere, freshen things up a little bit? And so, as you know, you walk through that one hallway, and they've got the huge murals of great games in the past, that from Don Hutson to Bart Starr to Brett Favre to Reggie White, and those are gone. And they put in more contemporary things, and they put a lot more lighting down there. It's just, it's a brighter look, you know, several coats of brighter colored paint, and it's, you know, it's just an aesthetic thing. But it says to those guys that have been here 4 or 5 years, this is a new day. This is a new sheriff's in town. Now, Joe, you made a great point about, I don't care, you know, if you're going to be a Green Bay Packer, you should know about those players in the past. And I agree. But the fact is, these 22-year-olds, I mean, I've tried to get Aaron Rodgers to read Instant Replay. If there's one book you understand, the amazing things that Vince Lombardi did to save this franchise, to turn it around, to get it to 2 championships, then have some adversity, then come back with these guys that are now aging, getting into their early 30s, and not win but 1, but 2, but 3 NFL championships in a row in the first 2 Super Bowls, you got to read Instant Replay. It's about that last season, written by Jerry Kramer. It tells you everything you need to know about the Lombardi Packers and how special those guys were in getting the job done. However, these 22-year-olds that Brian Gutekunst is going to pick tomorrow night, they have no clue. It's no different if you talk to a 22-year-old brewer and say, hey, tell me about Babe Ruth or Lou Gehrig or Joe DiMaggio or, you know, what those guys meant to the ball, to the game. I don't know if this generation does. It helps if they do. It makes them better ball players to understand the history. Maybe that comes a little bit later. But as a head coach right now, as complicated as the NFL is, you want them just to focus on the playbook. So I thought this was the most passionate thing that we've heard out of Matt LaFleur in 4 or 5 press conferences. And that is, build it. There was a time in Green Bay up here, 92 to 95, Holmgren takes over, Favre and Reggie White, and they're winning games, and they can't get past the Cowboys, but you think, hey, someday this might be a Super Bowl team. The excitement was building for 4 or 5 years there. And when the alumni would come back, when Bart Starr and Jerry Kramer and Max McGee and those guys would come back on alumni weekend, those guys were digging it. Fuzzy Thurston and all that, because they were proud to be back in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And the fans, it's no different than what the Bucs are doing right now with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, right?
Right.
It was the same feeling. Oh, when the Brewers last year, they're bringing back Robin Yount and Jim Gantner and those guys. So that was the feeling back then. And you would talk to Favre and Chamora, and they would say, you know, that Lombardi era, that's great, but we're pretty good right now. I mean, we're trying to make some history now. And that's what Matt LaFleur said is why he made the changes in the Hawks.
You know, when you come to the Green Bay Packers, obviously it's you respect the tradition, the history. But for us and this football team, it's about making history. And, you know, we'll always, you know, pay credit and respect to what's been done here in the past. But, again, it's for us, it's moving forward. And the expectation level is always going to be great in this organization, as it should be. And that's really the vibe and what I want our guys to focus on. I think there's got to be a good feeling when you walk into the building. And so certainly I think that was an important part of that. And there was a lot of paint involved and a lot of hard work, and it's a credit. I will say this. I was joking with the guys the other day. It's been both a blessing and a curse to be in so many different places. But I will say the support that this organization has and the urgency with which the people that work in this building has been really, really impressive. And I feel really fortunate to be around these guys.
So, Mike, as Matt LaFleur gets his guys all together and they have their, you know, camps going on, and the big thing is right now they're trying to get on the same page with Aaron Rodgers, get this offense off and running. Mike Pettine's got his thing to do. Matt LaFleur, you know, Nathaniel Hackett, they've got to get Aaron Rodgers watching the new plays, looking at some of these other teams as to how these offenses have worked and how you scheme guys open and how you become more dynamic, more exciting, and not same old, same old.
Exactly. I mean, LaFleur, offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett. They've got to teach a new playbook, all new language. I think it was interesting. It was kind of funny. You know, LaFleur with his time with the Redskins, the Rams, with Redskins, Rams, and the Falcons when he was with Kyle Shanahan, right? So they're showing tapes, they're showing clips when he's with Shanahan and McVay in Washington and in Atlanta to say, here's this play, now here's what the diagram looks like, now here's what it looks like on tape. And so they're watching like Julio Jones going for touchdowns. And Aaron Rodgers talked about what that's been like in the classrooms this week.
I think what every coach will do in this situation, and it happens whether you're putting in new plays with the same system or when it's wholesale changes, the clips that we're seeing of this offense are big plays. You know, they're showing us these plays, and, you know, Julio's running 80 for a touchdown, or, you know, hitting Santana Moss or Deshaun Jackson for big plays. So those are exciting. You look at those and go, man, this offense is incredible. But it's obviously cherry-picked to look as good as possible. So, the plays look great on the film. It's going to be kind of incorporating them with the guys that we have and finding, you know, who those guys are who run those plays best and putting our best players in position to make an impact in the game.
So, Mike, the one big question, you've got guys like Davante Adams, young guys that just got into the system, got acclimated, now they've got to change things up again. You've got Geronimo Allison, like we had mentioned. You've got other young guys that are there. So, in addition to that, you've also got, you know, the ability to absorb all of this and for Matt LaFleur to also kind of come of age and be able to teach all of this to his guys and really kind of wrap his arms not only around this but also around the NFL draft. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break because we want to come back. We got Mike hanging with us. So, and I know we're running a little bit late now that I look at the clock. We'll come back. More of Mike Clemens live in Green Bay coming up right after this.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I see the yards per catch going up a lot more. A lot of the marriage between, you know, running and pass game is going to make things open up some opportunities for us. So, I just got to get out there and run and make sure I'm catching balls.
Davante Adams talking about the opportunities, as we had mentioned his name before we went to break. Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio joining us here on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And, Mike, as we continue to move forward, you're getting a glimpse of these guys. You're getting a chance to see some of what Matt LaFleur is trying to put together behind closed doors. So, the big thing for me is it doesn't matter tomorrow night for the draft. If they've got best available, take best available. I don't think they're going to grab a quarterback, but everything else I think is up for grabs, including offensive line. But it was good to see Cole Madison in Green Bay. It's good to know that the coaches welcome him with open arms. And is everything kind of behind him?
Yeah, we wanted to talk about Davante for just a second, and that's just about this mini camp that you referred to. It's a voluntary mini camp. And, you know, it was an interesting story from Andrew Brandt, the former vice president of finance, who said there was a time there when Sherman was coach, and the NFL let these guys have more of these off-season workouts, okay, to make them legal. So some teams were doing them, some teams were not. Some teams got into trouble. So then you find out, I mean, you've got some of these veterans that live down in Miami, and it's like, I'm not coming back to Green Bay when it's 35 degrees. I'll work out down here. I'm good. I'm fine. So it was really Andrew Brandt and the Packers that came up with the idea of roster bonus. Like, you know what? If you report to work by March whatever, we'll put that in your contract and you'll get a nice bonus out of it. And that's how come you see so much better participation at these alleged volunteer OTAs and mini camps. But one guy who's just a tremendous leader, you know, and after Jordy Nelson moves on, now Randall Cobb, is just Davante Adams. And he's really come on as a vocal spokesperson. He says, you know, we spent all last week in the classroom learning this brand-new playbook, new language, et cetera, but there's nothing better than getting on the field and running these plays.
Getting on the field is the best way to, you know, get things locked into your brain. You get a new offense where you're not really used to a lot of certain terminology and things like that. And, there's a lot of changes. Like I said before, it's not many different routes out there you can run, but it's all new to us. So I think getting out there on the field is a good way to see where everybody's at.
So, you know, as I mentioned, though, to me, Mike, it all starts in the trenches. We're talking defense, offense, it doesn't matter. Tomorrow night's going to be an interesting night with two first-round picks. We all know they could use some more weapons for Aaron Rodgers. Tight end is a position that I think they need some additional depth at. But offensive line, with picking up Billy Turner, Cole Madison returning, you got Brian Bulaga who said he's healthy, ready to go. you know, how much depth is too much depth?
Well, they can't have enough, because the fact is, you know, they put in Jari Evans for a year. I mean, it's like plug gap stuff after Josh Sitton and TJ Lang for the last couple of years. And I think that's got to stop. You've got to start building for the future. And then, you know, David Bakhtiari is getting into the prime of his career. Corey Lindsey's right behind him. So last year you thought maybe, hey, here's a nice pick here in the fifth round. A 6'5" kid who looks just like TJ Lang. I mean, kind of sounds like him, sort of built like him. Cole Madison, Washington State. Here's a guy that maybe I thought they would plug in at right guard. He told us actually yesterday the first thing they had him do was back up Corey Linsley at center and then do some backup behind Lane Taylor at left guard. Well, whatever the case, this is a guy that, you know, we were pretty excited about, because after he left last year, he came to the OTAs and minicamps and then disappeared. James Campen, the former offensive line coach, said the kid was on his way. It was just helmets and shorts, but, yeah, he's pretty bright, and it's a shame that he's not here to compete during training camp. So we haven't seen him in pads. We haven't seen him in a NFL preseason game. He hasn't played since, what, I guess, the 17th season when he played for Washington State. And, you know, the story's now out. Michael Cohen, Athletic, had put it out that, you know, what happened was his quarterback, his friend, Washington State, took his life, committed suicide. And it turns out, talking to Cole Madison, that was the last straw. That's why he called into the Packers and said, I got to take some time off. So whether he was suffering from burnout or depression, and I think this kid played it right last night when he talked to reporters, because he's a rookie. He's a rookie. And rookies don't make it, you know, they've got so much to prove. So let's not do my life story, but I will tell you why I took the year off and why it was necessary.
Feels real good to be back, you know, taking a year, you know, get my mind right, you know, get my mental health, and, you know, just shows, you know, that, you know, the Packers are the greatest organization. They really, you know, had my back through this last process, this last year. They told me to take my time, you know, get my head right, and that's what I did. So I'm grateful for them and grateful to be back.
What went into the kind of decision to come back?
Just a lot of things. This last year was really, you know, focused on myself, not even football, nothing, just myself, my, you know, my mental health. I was dealing with a lot of things off the field for a long time that I was putting off, and it finally caught up to me, and, you know, I had to take care of that, make a grown man decision, did that, and after that decided I want to come back and play some football. I mean, you know, that decision to really, you know, go out and seek help, you know, especially, you know, for men our age and going out and, you know, starting that whole process is real tough, but, you know, if I had to make it again, you know, I'd do it again, because it was the greatest decision I think I've ever made. The biggest thing for me was, you know, going out and reaching out for help, going out and talking to someone, sitting down and talking to someone, you know, weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, just until I was able to, you know, be by myself and take on things by myself, and that, you know, going out, getting help was the big thing. Guys our age, they want to keep everything in. They want to be, you know, that bad dude on and off the field. But, hey, at the end of the day, if you got your problems, there ain't nothing wrong with talking about them. You know, my life was on the line, and I, you know, I had to go help myself. If I didn't get my chickens in order back then, I don't think I'd be here right now. So, man, obviously my family, you know, my parents, my sister, my, you know, my sister's fiance, you know, my girlfriend, she's been, you know, my rock right now. She's been everything to me. I wouldn't be here without her, you know, right now. And you know, we've been together for the last, you know, 5-6 months, but it's the best 6 months of my life. I feel like I'm a better person with her. So she's got a lot to do with that too. Just getting right and getting ready for, you know, this next year and do whatever I can for this great organization.
Pretty impressive guy.
Yeah, that's I mean, you know, I mean, without getting into the details, he got into a lot of details.
Well, you know, I think he told just the right amount to explain. I think that's what he, you know, probably told the team. Kind of came in last spring, a cocky, little wild man, you know, hair down to his shoulders. Got a haircut now. Looks more focused. Looks like he's matured. He's 20, turned 24 last Christmas. That'll be great. Wouldn't that be great if he turns this thing around, you know, becomes a starter and a long-term solution on the offensive line for the Green Bay Packers? And then the other thing is, you know, he's like to see some veterans here. The Packers got rid of Clay Matthews and Nick Perry and Kentrell Bryce on the back end of safety and Ha-Ha Clinton Dix during the season. So, and they spent all those draft picks the last few years, and only half of them panned out on corner. You know, Kevin King, is he going to be healthy? So Gutekunst tries to help Mike Pettine out with the two Smiths and with Amos on the back end at safety. He picked him up from the Bears, and we'll see what he can do to help out the team with rookies, you know, for the future tomorrow night and over the weekend of the draft. But Tremont Williams, he's here at this veteran voluntary minicamp, and he's 36 years old now. I can't believe Tremont is 36
right?
years old. But, you know, he's going to have a role. He'll be back there at safety, and he's promising Packer fans it's going to even be better year two of the Mike Pettine defense?
If you do the research in this league, a lot of people who's able to stay in the defense, year two is always better than year one. I've been one of the guys who've been in Coach Pettine defense for some years now, from my Cleveland days. So, you know, it's just an advantage of me knowing everything and them having that flexibility to move me around. Not a lot of teams can do that, so, you know, I take pride in that also. Good thing for me.
So, Mike, now that this is underway, and obviously tomorrow night we have the NFL draft, which we're going to cover, but, you know, what is the sense, right? Let me ask you this, too. Do guys watch the draft? I would assume if a guy, his job might be on the line, maybe he's watching the draft, but do guys get excited there for the draft?
Of course they are. Of course they do. Or they don't get excited. They watch. They watch and they grumble. If you're a tight end and they just took a tight end, you know, you're Jimmy Graham, you're gonna probably throw down your drink or whatever. They keep an eye on it because you're offended when they take your position, and you cheer when you think, hey, we got that hot corner, that running back or something like that. If it's not your position, but absolutely they keep an eye on it. And a lot of those guys also know that it's also special too. That, you know, who's going to which team, and how are they going to help your team.
Also, with Brian Gutekunst, he played it pretty close to the vest. But he did say, look, you know, there's a lot of things that this team could do in a lot of directions in which they could go. He didn't really tip his hand. And he also kind of joked a couple of times about the subterfuge and the misinformation that can be spewed about out there.
Yeah, you know, like bringing in Drew Locke from Missouri, the quarterback, too. Like, yeah. But as they said the other day, this is the best time ever to talk to 30 players that are going to be on the board tomorrow night. You're only going to get to pick two of them. The rest of them you're going to have to compete against for the rest of your career. Why not bring in a guy like Drew Locke if he ends up playing for Mike Zimmer someday, or who knows, and just get into the kid's head and see what he's made of, you know, face-to-face, and find out how smart he is and all that. And regardless whether or not he's live on the board and you think he's the ninth best player overall and you got the 12th pick and he's sitting there on the board, and then everyone in the rooms looks at themselves and says, well, should we take the quarterback? Best player available. You know, that stuff will all pan out, but it's important as diligence to bring that in. And at the same time, he's also letting everybody know the old Ted Thompson kind of buzzword joke works, like subterfuge. He knows that the teams are playing with each other. I think there's two things that Gutio was also very revealing about in his presser Monday night, and that was, number one, a lot of the trade deals are already being worked out right now, particularly in the top 10. I mean, those things will be locked in by tomorrow morning, and then they'll probably get leaked to the media. But, yeah, the calls are already starting, particularly for that first round. Sure, that people are getting draft partners hooked up. But the crazy time is when you're on the clock. And he went into detail talking about what happened last year when he traded down and went back up to get Jair Alexander, which we all thought, you know, at the time was a great move. He also talked about one of the guys that's one of the analytic guys that he's hired in his staff. And he's spending his entire time right now doing a study on the other teams' GMs and coaches and their history of trades in the draft. And then they put that into the analytics and figure out the predictability of which teams are going to trade and how much value would they get. So, in other words, if you've done business with the Browns and also with the Bills, you know, the history is the Bills, like, now they won't give you much. They just have it being a track record of wasting your time, being stingy, not giving what you want. But other teams, hey, they'll readily give you some picks. They put together a history of the other team's trading practices and habits and whether or not you can get more value out of one team than the other.
Always good, Michael. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow night, and we'll go from there, okay?
Thanks, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Mike Clements, NFL Sirius Radio, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.